States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On this week's episode, we hear from Robert Kellerhouse about the Neutrina USEA American Eventing Championships and the Adequan Gold Cup Series Final. But first, Cindy DePorter from Area 2, who is a National Adult Coordinator, tells us about the new addition to the AECs, which is the Adult Team Championships. Cindy, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's start with a little bit of overview of what your role is.
What my role is with the USEA is I'm the National Adult Rider Coordinator, which means that I coordinate with the other 10 adult rider coordinators across the United States. As you know, every area has an adult rider coordinator, like they have a young rider coordinator, like they have a budget person, all of those different pieces that each area has, and I coordinate all the adult riders across the United States.
And, of course, the highlight for many of these riders will be the Adult Team Championships, which take place during the Neutrina USEA American Eventing Championships. Explain to everybody what that involves.
The Adult Team Championships actually is very new this year for the American Eventing Championships, Chris. The Adult Team Championships basically are a separate competition that is going on at the same time the American Eventing Championships are being held. And that is one of the things that is really unique about it this year, and we're very, very excited about it. It is beginner, novice, training, and preliminary, and you have to be a member of your adult rider program from your area. And we are so excited that it's being held at the same time as the AECs. And so we have been gearing up all summer, working with the adult rider coordinators, and of course working with our committee group to get things really going for it.
Well, obviously, it's a big exercise. And what sort of numbers would you expect then? Because, as you say, it applies to everybody. Anybody can take part in this. So would you only have one team from any particular area? What are the qualifications?
The qualifications are actually up on the website. And there is actually a, in terms of, we actually opened up this qualifications and we went back to 2012. And each area, and the reason I can't give you specific is because each area did a little bit different for their area. And some of that was based on, like, Area 5, of course, is right, you know, the AECs are, and the ATCs will be right in Area 5 versus Area 1 or Area 2 or Area 3, which are on the East Coast. So each area has just a little bit different qualifications for their area teams. There are, we try to do some limitations on it in terms of having two teams per area, per division. So basically that would look at eight people for novice, eight people for training, et cetera, et cetera. You get my gist there. We also, if you didn't have, say you had a team that wanted to go, you had two teams for training, and you had four people and that were from the area, that would be good. But you had, let's say you had two other people that were just individuals that wanted to go on a team, we are working amongst ourselves as the adult rider coordinators to pair those up with two other team members from other areas. Like, I've got team members from Area 3 and Area 5. So I'm real excited that we're able to have that type of, you know, we can bring people together because it sure makes a fun type of competition.
Well, obviously, it is a lot of coordinating, too, for this, but it's going to be great fun to have them all taking place at the same time as the AECs. Now, let's talk a little bit about, you know, some of the things that they can expect when they get to the AECs with this, because it is a big operation, as you say, to plan all this. So what can they expect when they get to the AECs? How will this play out?
Well, what we're, as I said, once your team gets there, one of the things is that we are going to all be stable together. Christine Gray, the secretary for the AECs, of course, is handling the ATC entries also. So that's one of the very big things is that we're going to be doing is everybody will be stabling together. Another thing that we do, which is fairly a regular type of thing, is that you get to have a team name. And the team name is very much a part of that piece of it in terms of, you know, making sure that as a team that, you know, it talks about your personality as a team. And that's a real fun part of the ATC. There's also, we all have a big wing ding, I should say, on Thursday night where all of the adult riders get together and have a big party. Last year, it was the party to go to at the ATCs. I'm, of course, very prejudiced about that because I'm an adult rider. So those are some of the things that people can look forward to. And, of course, then just the camaraderie of being with people that, like myself, you know, I'm at work today. And, you know, I work 5 days a week. And, I, you know, this is my hobby. And my horses are my hobby. So, and it's a quite a bit of good camaraderie.
Well, I was thinking about that because obviously by stabling people together, you are going to develop that team camaraderie, but I can also get a sense that you're also going to develop some team rivalry now. And so I think there's going to be a bit of ribalding, a lot of fun going on with these championships.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've already been, you know, as they say, I guess with organized sports, you know, you have to talk a little trash, so to speak. So, you know, we kind of already started doing that. You know, I've already put the word out. You know, the adult rider coordinators, we email pretty regularly. So, you know, I've been pretty bad about, you know, saying how I'm coming all the way from the East Coast to whoop up on some people. So there we go.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, the fun that we all have in the sport. But these team championships are really going to add another level of fun to it, as you say, with the camaraderie, with the team effort, the team coordination, the team spirit that this is going to engender. And also give something to the adults that they haven't had before.
Absolutely. You know, the AECs are a very, very special type of competition. And putting the adult team championships with the American Eventing Championships, I believe that kind of puts it up a level. You know, I'm never going to go to the Olympics at 56. I'm just lucky to go. I went preliminary once last year, and that was pretty exciting. So, you know, going training is that's a lot for me to be able to do just with all of, you know, all of the responsibilities that I have. So it is exciting, and you know, it makes you feel like you're part of it because it is. It is a big time competition, and so you get to have that feeling.
So this is for all responsible adults and women of a certain age then, Cindy?
Well, absolutely. You know, and we have men also. So, you know, sometimes they're a little outnumbered, but I think they kind of like that. I probably shouldn't have said that, but I do believe they like that. So, but, you know, we're very good about things having, you know, we call them adult beverages, and probably the USEA management's going to cringe when I said that, but we're very serious competitors. You know, if I'm going to drive 18 hours across the country, Chris, I'm going loaded, as we say in the South, for bear. You know, I intend to win. So, you know, we're very competitive. But we're also extremely, we enjoy the social part of it. And that is a big part of it. You know, I take lessons. I take lessons from Holly Hudspeth. And she, you know, I'll have lessons every week now until I go down to the AEC because I want to be at my best and I want my horse at his best.
Well, you talked about that journey you're going to make. It's quite a trip there for you from the East Coast. And you've started the blog for us on the website. Tell us a little bit about your horse and your preparation then, apart from having the lessons. I mean, it is a big exercise. It's like a military exercise to go on a long road trip, isn't it?
It really is, Chris, and that's a good way to describe it, because there's so many pieces that you have to put into place. Now, next Tuesday is when the AECs open and the ATCs open at the same time, and because they do that, then what I do is I've started, I started from the 1st of August, and I backed up my weeks, because the first thing I had to do is make sure that the horse was in shape. So I've set his conditioning schedule so that he'll be all ready, because I have to do my trot sets, I have to do my canter sets, I have to do all of that type of thing. So that was the first piece, is to make sure that I had to also, I've talked to Holly about what the expectations are. This is a championship course, and so I have to be ready to be able to gallop over a training championship course. So there was that piece of it. So, she'll be working in cross-country schools and that type of thing for me. Also, I have to keep myself in shape. And, at 56, it's a lot different than when I was at 30. And so I've been running. This morning, I'm at a conference, and so they had a Zumba class. So I went and did Zumba this morning to make sure I got in shape. I've had to take a look at my horse trailer, and because I want to make sure that all the tires are rotated, that it's greased, it's lubed, everything is perfect working order on it. My truck is in pretty good shape. So same thing with it, getting the tires rotated, all of that type of thing. I'm also going to get it's a U.S. rider, and it's like an insurance, or it's like a triple A, or, four horse trailer. So I'm going to have that in case something happens as I go across the country. I intend on driving it straight through. A friend is going to go with me, and I'm going to leave on Tuesday night, and I'm going to drive all night, and that should put me into Tyler, I think around between 12 and 2 o'clock is what I'm figuring, if I get on the road by about 6 o'clock on Tuesday night.
Well, with all this preparation and determination, that you're really sending out a message to the other teams here. You talk about, hyping this up, but they better see you coming.
Well, that's what I said. We've been talking trash, I'll tell you, if I'm going to win. Buck is an 18-year-old off-the-track thoroughbred. He actually was my free horse. A lady that had him wasn't able to, she had, her dad was a vet, and she got him, her dad had found him for him, and then her life circumstances changed, and she couldn't keep him anymore, so I got him sight unseen, and my good friend Pat Mansfield, who is also an adult rider up in Area 2, up in Maryland, she met me, she brought him down to me halfway, I came halfway up, And I got him, and he is just, I got him when he was 12, so he started eventing at 12, and that is what is so neat about this sport, Chris. You don't have to go out and have a $100,000 horse to come and be competitive and have a good time. And Buck, Buck is just, he's the best guy in the world, and I'm so looking forward to doing this with him. It'll be great fun.
Well, it sounds as if you've got him psyched up for the job as well. So he's going to be, a mean competitor when he gets to that Texas Rose Horse Park, by the sounds of things.
Yes, he's definitely ready. We're going to do one warm-up event. We're going to do 5 points in North Carolina the first week of September, which will tune us right up for the ATCs at the end of September. So that gives me a little bit of leeway also in case there's anything that I have to tweak or anything like that.
Right. And just remind us what other things are happening in the areas that you're aware of that the coordinators are doing to prepare for these ATCs.
A lot of the coordinators they're doing some different types of things. Some of the coordinators have had, and it's again based on the qualifications, and you need to go up on your area website and take a look at what the qualifications are. Some are having adult team competitions at different horse trials to get people qualified. All of the areas are as they can. And again, you need to contact your adult rider coordinator because they are doing some things like gas cards or travel stipends or giving or putting together team apparel, because all of those are things that are that we can utilize adult rider money on, because this is a team competition. So again, the adult rider from your area needs to contact your adult rider coordinator and see exactly what's available for you. For area two, I'll be bringing with me saddle pads that have our adult rider logo on them. I have some shirts, I have some helmet covers that our teams can use. And then also for Donna Bontner, who is our Area 2 Adult Rider Coordinator, we're going to be doing some travel grants. So that's for our area. I know that Area 3 with Robin Bass, she's doing something similar. She's doing some travel grants for people. So it really varies. People need to jump out there and call their Adult Rider Coordinator and see what's going on. I mean, I figure if they could buy me one tank of gas, that would be great. And if they could only buy me a half a tank, that'd be great too, because every little bit helps.
That's right. And it contributes, obviously, to your petty cash for the adult beverages that you'll need to celebrate.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we can't use the money for that. But, but we can use it for team types of things like clothing, as I said. There are some travel stipends and saddle pads and things like that. So there are some things that the USEA allows us to do that.
Wonderful. And just remind everybody about the dates for the entries to the ATCs, Cindy.
And they open not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow.
Terrific. All right. Well, the very best of luck to you and your team. And hopefully you'll come back on the show and tell us how it all went. Would you do that? And you'll probably still be celebrating for weeks after.
Absolutely. Since I'm going to win... Absolutely. I will be celebrating for weeks after. So, yes, I'd love to do that, Chris.
Perfect. All right. Well, we'll plan on that, Cindy. Thank you so much for coming on the program, and the very best of luck.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
We're just 49 days away now from the start of the 2014 Neutrino USEA American Eventing Championships presented by VTO Saddlery, which will also feature the Adequan USEA Gold Cup Advanced Championships. And Robert Kellerhouse joins me now to tell us more about this year's event. So, Robert, what can we expect from the championships this year?
We've made some adjustments to the qualifications. Now riders are nominating places to go into the final by their participation in the qualifiers that lead up to the Gold Cup Finals that happen at the AEC's September 25th to the 20th. And that's a bit of a change to, again, try and encourage the participation of the riders who basically have been supporting the Gold Cup qualifiers all year long, but not necessarily limit them to those particular horses that they rode at the Gold Cup qualifiers, which can have happened 11 and a half months earlier, because the first Gold Cup qualifier of the year takes place the weekend after the Gold Cup finals. So it's a new change, and something that we hope will encourage the riders to make the journey down to Texas to join us. Because really what happens when we bring together the AECs and the ATCs, which is new this year, we are basically bringing together fans of the sport. These are the most dedicated individuals. They love eventing. They're making a trek from 37 different states, as they did last year, to come and compete. And part of that value is not just them competing in the show, but also having a great experience. And those Gold Cup riders provide that sort of highlight to the viewing portion of it. So when people make the trek out to Texas, it's their own competition, but they also get to be entertained by the riders that have gotten to the Gold Cup final.
In terms of the AECs and the Gold Cup series, how is that going to play out this year? Do we have any new sponsors, new attractions?
Actually, our sponsors have been fantastic, very steady. The ATCs have attracted its own layer of interested companies to help promote. And they are evolving as we speak, but I know that Nunn Finer came on board through Bit of Britain to assist with the ATCs. And, of course, we have Utina back sponsoring the title of the AECs, Attaquan title of the Gold Cup, and presenting sponsors, VTO. And this year we've also included the additional saddle maker of Devaco and CWD, which have a similar parent company, and they're using the eventing avenue to help promote their fantastic saddles, and that's a change from last year. And we're very excited about that. In addition to the countless other sponsors and supporters that we actually have to make this thing go, because there's no other event that's like it in terms of scope and the number of states it draws from, and the amount of prize money that's actually distributed, and for each of the classes to generate that kind of interest. You know, it is really amazing to watch the people come from all over the place to compete and have these scores so amazingly close that when somebody wins that, whatever division the AECs are in, they've accomplished something enormous. I mean, you just got to look at the final scores last year in any of the AEC divisions to see how competitive it is.
Well, as you say, there is something for everyone, from Olympic level all the way down to, you know, beginner, novice, and all the way through. And they all gather again this year back at Tyler, Texas, to the Texas Rose Horse Park. Is there anything new that we can expect with the venue, with the courses? Can you talk a little bit about that, Robert?
Yeah, Mark's designed for a second year now at Texas Rose. He also is the main course designer at the Texas Rose Horse Park for the upper levels. So he's been watching the evolution of that place, and he's been assisting in the development of the perfect jump construction, whether it's our team doing it or it's Kathy's team doing it, because they've been advancing that facility big time, and not just for our AECs, but also for their own three eventing competitions they run a year there. And we added a new water complex, which sounds like one jump, but in the scheme of things, it actually isn't just one jump. It really affects the flow, and it opens up different things for Mark to do at the main water complex, which is the one that he used twice last year. He had each of the upper levels go through that water jump two different times. And now he's able to utilize it in a different way, which again assists in his ability to do advance the competition and the natural going there. I mean, it's funny, last year when people arrived in Texas, they talked about the venue and they thought about more like what they saw in the movies, with it being cactus and like a western town scene, right? And it's funny because that is really West Texas, but this East Texas location is rolling sandy loamy grass footings with an unbelievable flow to the way that the course progresses. And Mark has really captured that really well in how he's put together the tracks. The course basically sort of lays itself up to the top of a hill, which is a main viewing place for everyone. And then it has different undulations up and down that hill to try and mix in the different combinations that he has. And Mark has, I think he hit the nail on the head last year. I mean, it's certainly not just a dressage test. The course at the upper levels were really inclusive of a time element. And it was inclusive of course, the jumping efforts, which all played a serious role in determining the winner. And, of course, last year we had Laney taking first prize, and we had West Coast rider taking second prize, and Christy Manick, and then, of course, the Texas rider taking third prize, which, if you think about what the AECs is trying to do, it is really, that was a microcosm of what we hoped would happen. You know, we have come together of the whole country, and it's showing off the best of each area.
Well, of course, the other aspect to that, as we heard from Cindy earlier, is that it's not all about what you're doing on a horse. There's some fun aspects to it as well. They're stabling the teams together to develop that sort of camaraderie and competitiveness between the teams. And there's the party aspect of it as well. So it really is very much a complete package, isn't it? Because so many riders, are, as you say, they're coming from all over the country and they've traveled miles for this, which will be, for many of them as adult amateurs, be the highlight of their year.
Well, no doubt, and not everyone's going to win, but everyone has to have a good time. That's the goal. So, you know, going back to what we talked earlier, how the Gold Cup riders have a, you know, the ability to be a focal point for everyone who's competing in there to be able to go watch. Just like that's one part of the entertainment. We also have the trade fair, which, you know, we're going to bring together a whole bunch of fantastic vendors that are going to be located in the covered arena. So you have an area that's just from the elements. It's going to be the focal point of the competition is a covered arena, which includes this upstairs saloon. It includes a stage area for where our bands that are going to be entertaining us on Saturday night will play. The area for the trade fair, the area for the seating, for the food and hospitality. It's all located down this trade fair area. And then we have, of course, the VIP tent, which last year we had some struggles with some catering, and this year we've advanced that big time, and we're working with a great caterer called Fat Apple Catering, and they're going to be helping take that to a new level in all of our food service. And our welcome party will actually be located in that VIP tent, located in the upper showground area, and that is, again, for everyone to attend and to see this fantastic show that's going to be put together by Alyssa Wallace, who's going to be doing a demonstration with her Mustang that she did last year, and it was such a great act. Not enough people got to see it, so we're going to be putting that as a highlight for our welcome party. Of course, the stable area, you talk about the stable area is one part of it, but the teams going together, the party's a part of it, watching the riders compete is a huge part of it. But we also, even down to the smallest detail, we have so many horses coming in that there is a sort of a town atmosphere. And that covered arena serves as sort of downtown at this place. And it really is very easy to get to. And what's so nice about that Texas Roads facility is all the roads sort of lead to Rome with respect to that covered arena. And that upper showgrounds that is adjacent to that covered arena, where all the dressage and show jumping takes place, is really a fantastic venue to putting your best possible performance, because we run cross country and dressage simultaneously on Friday. And the cross country course is not so far away that you feel like you're walking for miles, but it's far enough away to where the horses that are competing dressage in the upper showgrounds are really isolated and have a really nice area in which to do their best possible performance all at the same time while we have horses competing on the cross-country test, which is something that I'm very sensitive to, because when people go to the AECs, they're there to do the team thing with the ATC or the individual deal with the AEC. It's really incumbent that we provide the best possible atmosphere for them to succeed, whether that's good footing, it's quality of the atmosphere for the test, and, you know, have it not be too buzzy and yet enough to actually make it exciting and something different than a local horse show. And that Texas Roads facility really does lay out in a fantastic fashion to make that happen. And Kathy and her team out there have done a really good job of making that happen. And it has a lot to do with why the event feels successful from when people are competing with it.
Well, as you say, it's building a village for the week, that week from the 25th through the 28th of September. Do you have a sense, Robert, of numbers at this time? I know the entries don't open quite yet, but typically last year, what did you have in terms of entries?
Right, we had something like 480 entries. We started like 430. And that's a very strong number for the fact that it was a first-time location. And of the other three previous venues where we've had the AECs take place, the one that was it was basically right in the middle of the pack and how it scored amongst the other events. And because it was located really in the center of the country, as opposed to the center of a bustling eventing area, we really are drawing everyone to encourage them to make a longer drive to compete at this venue, but not leaving any one particular area out. And the entries last year, I was very happy with. And I, again, with entries, you just, there's so many things that can affect that. But I would imagine, based upon how the competition went last year, that more people will be encouraged to come back and give it a try, because I do believe, all in all, of course there are things for us to visit on, but I think most people were left with a good impression, and that resonated well with people deciding whether or not to get in the horse trailer and go for that drive out to Texas.
Well, it sounds very worthwhile, obviously. A tremendous village that you're building there and a fabulous family of sponsors to support it, Robert. And again, that all happens from September 25th through the 28th, the Neutrina USEA American Venting Championships and the Adult Team Championships. Robert, thank you very much indeed for coming on the program. Maybe we can catch up with you closer to the time and thereafter, because it is a story we should continue to tell, the success of these championships.
Yeah, thank you again, and we really thank our sponsors and, you know, the riders that all make the effort and the owners that support them to get there. And thank you again for helping us get the word out.
And you'll find all the information you need to know about the event this year by going to the website at useventing.com and clicking on the link to the American Eventing Championships. This podcast is available on iTunes, where you can download it to your smartphone podcast app. Until the next time, enjoy your eventing.